Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
What first got you thinking that maybe game consoles might have some sort of link to children's ability to speak well in the end?
Well, I'd like to start by saying that I don't want to put these things away altogether. It's mm-hmm. not just the game consoles. Kids do love them, so I think there's a place for them. But what I'm finding is that they're being used as babysitters, if you like. They're keeping children quiet. So it's not their use, but I suppose what I'm talking about is their overuse.
Mm-hmm.
What I noticed when I went out to a restaurant with my family for breakfast, I saw an identical family across from us. I was sitting and chatting with my husband and three kids, and the family opposite us, the three kids were all playing their Nintendo DSs, and the mum and dad were sort of just staring into space, and there was no conversation going on. And I think this is probably has a lot to do with the problems that I'm seeing children present with now when
mm-hmm.
I work.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples of those kinds of problems that you see in your office with kids who do have speech problems. What kind of problems?
Well, I'm seeing children who aren't able to express themselves in an efficient way. So by that I mean they're not able to put, as you said at the beginning, string a sentence together to express what they want to say. They have difficulty finding the right word to use. Their vocab isn't, you know, really wide. And they have difficulty with connecting simple sentences together to make more complex sentences. So an example I gave in the article was a child in year four. He wanted to tell me that he lived a long way away from the school. And he said that by saying, "It's very early to get to my school."
Mm-hmm.
So that's a typical example of someone who's just not expressing their thoughts as well as they should.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you seeing these kids with the speech problems?
Well, the worrying thing is I'm seeing children in year 5 and year 6, so, you know, 10 and 11 and 12-year-olds. And they're presenting with a severe expressive language delay, so they really are struggling to put their thoughts into words and to express more complex ideas. And these are kids who are about to head into high school, and, you know, that's just so important to have that skill when you do go to high school.
Yeah, okay. So where is the game console factor in with this? Where does this fit in?
Well, I think it's just lack of... The conversation is a dying art, I suppose. Children aren't being engaged in conversation, so it's really important for kids that they hear a model of language, so they hear adults putting more complex ideas together into sentences.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important, and that they get a practice of their own to put those sentences together. And I feel that children aren't being engaged in conversation as much as they should.
Mm-hmm. Of course, like you're saying, this isn't the only factor. Busy lifestyles and everything would have to be impinging on this too, wouldn't
it? Yes, of course. And, you know, life is busy, and I know I've got three kids of my own, and I don't want to put myself forward as a perfect parent here because I'm not. But I just think opportunity for conversation isn't really being taken. You know, the Nintendos and things are great for keeping kids quiet. But, you know, if they have a friend over, they don't really have to explain the instructions on how to play those games.
Mm.
If you're playing the Wii games or whatever, all the instructions come up on the screen so that, you know, they can just flip through those. They don't have to use their words to explain what they need to do in the game. Dinner time's another time that, you know, is a great time for conversation. And, you know, the topics we have around the dinner table are often quite mundane sort of topics, but it's chatting. You see TV ads nowadays where kids are sitting down, you know, for like a chicken, famous brand of chicken that they've got for takeaway for dinner, and they all sit down in front of the telly to eat it.
Yeah.
I think people are missing an important conversational opportunity there.
Yeah, so it's not just simply that we're missing out on the relationship aspect, which is you know, quite significant in
well,
itself.
That's right, yes.
But what you're saying is this can actually be now stunting a child's ability to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd love to hear folks' comments on this. 1-300-40-2020. Give me a call if you recognise what Anne-Marie is saying, or whether you've put in some boundaries in place around the use of TV and, you know, the gaming consoles when it comes to your kids, because obviously it looks like there could actually be some sort of speech pathology downside to it. So what do you think that the parents could do, Anne-Marie, when it comes to these kinds of things? You said at the outset you don't want to see the games necessarily thrown out the window, but what do you suggest?
Well, I think, like all things that we enjoy, in moderation, you know, just monitor the time that they're using on those games where there's no chatting involved. And just try to engage your child in conversation. You know, children, when they come home from school, you'll ask how their day was and they'll just say good, or you might get a bit of a grunt or something. But think about some other levels of questioning that you could use with them, which might try to engage them in conversation. So be specific about your questioning. Pick on something specific that you know happened in the day and ask about that, and you might be more inclined to get more of a conversation going then. I was at the playground pickup yesterday afternoon and I was listening to one mum talk about she'd just finished all her Christmas shopping, and the other mum said to her, "Oh, what did you end up getting?" And she listed off Nintendo, iPhones, iPods, mm-hmm. you know, this whole range of things. And I was thinking to myself, you know, where are the board games? You know, where are those great conversational activities that you can, you know, all sit down and as a family and play? So I suppose mm-hmm. that's what I'm suggesting. Have a think about your conversational opportunities at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anne-Marie, thanks for your time tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sheridan.
Do appreciate that. Anne-Marie Lawrence, she's a clinical educator in speech pathology at Newcastle University, talking about the effects of electronic gadgets when it comes to the speech development of our kids.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.